Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
How are you doing today? Are you laughing enough? Nothing sucks the laughter from our lives like the busyness of life. See if this describes you. I rise before my cell phone wakes me. I've been watching the time displayed on the ceiling anyway. Shaving and showering, I listen to stock updates, my pulse is racing. In the kitchen, breakfast is 2 granola bars and enough caffeine to power the Starship Enterprise. But the time is not wasted. I am reading the morning news while updating my blog. The car starts before I climb in, and the commute is ideal for catching up on the texting I couldn't do while wasting my time with sleep. At work, I mainline the internet and marvel at the growth of my inbox. After driving my kids to soccer practice later, I watch baseball while checking player stats and emails from my boss, who wonders why I'm not returning his text messages. Well, if there's life on other planets and they have telescopes, we must look like we're in a giant pinball game. People headed for Europe used to spend months unwinding on ocean liners, breathing deeply of the salt air, savoring novels and visiting friends. Now we can make the same trip in less than a day, and when we get there, we're itching to be first off the plane. Is the world a better place than it was in the days of the ocean liner? Each day, worldwide, 300 billion emails are dispatched. Kenneth Greenspan of New York's Presbyterian Hospital claims that 50% of all doctor visits are stress-related, and that stress contributes to 90% of known diseases. We have cell phones that work underwater now. Oh, this is a real answer to prayer, because I'm often swimming thinking, I need to talk to Bob. Hey, you know, I love bread makers and microwaves, don't get me wrong, but what I'd like more than anything is to lie down for a full half hour without a cell phone dinging. If I had the time, I would sit down and write a letter. Dear guys who come up with more stuff, please stop. We're fine. We have enough RAM in our computers and enough room in our trunks. Our jets go fast enough now. You have put nutritional value on our potato chip bags, and we are impressed. But would you work on an invention that slows us down, that brings families together, that cures diseases? I am still trying to figure out my record player. Simon Cowell, entrepreneur and TV personality, was asked by Rolling Stone magazine, "What would you like more than anything?" He responded, "More money." Simon is now worth $550 million. The interviewer wisely said, "Isn't that enough?" Simon said, "No, it's not enough, and it never is." Movie star Harrison Ford was asked, "What's the one thing he'd like that all his millions can't buy?" He said, "Peace." The enemy of our souls wants us to live in a noisy state of distraction from things that give lasting meaning and purpose. When we shut off the noise and listen carefully, we'll hear Jesus say, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." That's Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Hey, let's walk humbly with God today. Let's start by leaving the cell phone 50 feet from the dinner table. Don't let incoming calls interrupt face-to-face time. Let's pry our fingers off the keyboard and get some exercise. It won't kill us. And now, I'm going to put a cassette tape in the VCR and see what happens.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.